Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Jeremy Tabak, PhD candidate in Talmud and Rabbinics at JTS, with a commentary for Pesach. Which is wiser, the story of the Exodus or the laws of Pesach? One of the core aspects of the Torah's Pesach is the education of the participants. In its very introduction, in the reading for the first day of Pesach, the concern of education is placed front and center. Quote, when your children will ask you, what is this service for you? You will say, it is a Pesach sacrifice to God. Indeed, justifying the practice of Pesach to children comes up in the Torah no less than four times. We know these four verses from our Seder as those associated with each of the four children, wise, wicked, simple, and who doesn't know how to ask. Each of the four children has their own answer from the Seder leader. In our Haggadah, for example, the wise one is taught the laws of Pesach, while the simple one is taught the basics of the Exodus narrative. But a different version of this Midrash, found in the Talmud Yerushalmi, inverts these two responses. The wise one is taught the story, while the simple one is taught the laws. Why the discrepancy? What do we assume about the kind of education different children require? Which is wiser, the laws or the story? To summarize the version from our Haggadah, the wise child asks a question showing that they are interested in the legal details. What are the laws that God commanded us? The nature of the answer from the Seder leader is responding to them with the legal minutiae of the Seder, down to the very last Mishnah of Psachim. They don't conclude with Afikomen after the sacrifice. In contrast, the simple child is interested in more base-level questions, just saying, what is this? And the instruction for response is about explaining the outline of the story. Quote, with a strong hand, God brought us out of slavery in Egypt. This version of the Midrash, then, suggests that the wise child, interested in the fine legal discussions of Pesach, should be stretched and taught all the legal minutiae involved. Presumably, we can safely assume that the wise child knows the basics of Pesach, both legal and narrative, and so this is a stretch goal. The simple child's straightforward and ambiguous question, however, what is this, is assessed by the Midrash to be asking something else. The simple one is not interested in legal complexities, but rather needs baseline knowledge, the events of what actually happened in the Torah. In other words, the Haggadah's Midrash treats the story of the Exodus as low-level knowledge that we want to ensure everyone knows, and the laws of Pesach as high-level knowledge that we will make sure to teach those who need to be stretched, but that other people don't need to bother with. In contrast, I can summarize the version found in the Talmud Yerushalmi, the other version of our text. There, the wise child asks the same question, what are the laws that God commanded us? But it's understood slightly differently. The response of the Seder leader to the wise child involves explaining the outline of the story. Quote, with a strong hand, God brought us out of slavery in Egypt. The stupid child, which is the simple in our Haggadah, is just tipesh instead of tam, it's a slightly different word, but basically means the same thing, asks again the same question, asks just, what is this? But instead of answering them with a story, the Yerushalmi says that we should answer them with the legal minutiae of the Seder, up until and including, they don't conclude with the Afikomen after the sacrifice. According to the Yerushalmi, the wise child already more or less knows the law, but the wise child's question indicates that they have somewhat missed the point. Yes, the laws of Pesach are interesting, but that's not what Pesach is about. Rather, the message of Pesach is so much broader, nothing less than the upending of the social order in order to bring about freedom for slaves. So the Yerushalmi reminds the wise ones, pay attention to the story as well. However well you think you know it, there is always more to learn. On the other hand, the simple child may know the rough outlines of the Exodus narrative. The knowledge that they are missing is the basic practice of Pesach and the Seder. This version of the Midrash is invested in teaching the simple children these basics so that they can participate in the same Seder as the wise children. The depths of the narrative and the intricate Midrashim of Magid can wait for another year. Here are two theories of Seder pedagogy succinctly espoused. What provides deeper knowledge and understanding of Pesach, the story or the laws? The two versions of the Midrash take opposing sides. Our Haggadah says that the laws are what the wise children need. The Yerushalmi instead encourages them to delve into the story. Our Haggadah says that the story is easy enough for the simple child. The Yerushalmi instead wants everyone to be on the same level of basic legal knowledge. One way of running the Seder, then, would be to go through the steps and laws and explain each and every step. For example, why are we washing our hands on Karpas? Why do we recline? The baseline knowledge is that we know roughly why we are doing this, to celebrate our freedom, and thus we should be stretched on what to do in order to correctly perform the Seder ritual and find meaning through each action. Another way, however, would be to do the bare minimum of the legally required Seder and spend the time discussing the deep messages inherent in the story and the Midrashim of Magid. The what to do in the Seder is baseline knowledge, but where we want to stretch and explore is in the infinite depths of one of Judaism's most central narratives. We are all the wise child, being told by our parents to pay closer attention to the narrative, that which we may have assumed was less worthy of our attention than the legal details. The Seder and Haggadah can be powerful educational tools, no matter which version of the Four Children Midrash we use as our inspiration. But know your audience, and even if they are all wise, work out which kind of wise they are and what kind of wisdom they need. Meet the baseline, stretch in the right directions, bring the story and the ritual to life.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.